Welcome to A Time of Hope with highlights of last Sunday's worship service. I'm Russell Cobb, the pastor of United Church of Christ of California and the Salem United Church of Christ. Salem's worship is at 8:30, California Sunday School is at 9:30, and worship is at 10:30. Please join us in person or you can catch us online at our website. We'll be in Isaiah 40 this morning. It contains one of the most famous verses from the whole book of Isaiah, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We all get tired, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Sometimes we almost seem overwhelmed with being tired and weary. We try to get rest. We go on vacation. We take a break or take some type of medicine. God gives us the prescription in Isaiah 40, 31 that those who hope in the Lord, or some versions say those who wait on the Lord, will renew their strength. The key to regaining strength physically, emotionally, and spiritually is where we go to get renewed. If we're looking to a bottle or a pill or a person or a location instead of going to the Lord first, our renewed strength will be short-lived and limited. About every other day, I have to plug my phone in to get recharged and be ready for the next day. I have to use the right cord and energy source. It doesn't help if I try to give it gas or use a solar panel or feed it grain. It has to be the right energy source. That is the same way with our relationship with God. He is the source of our strength every day, and the way we access it is to spend time reading, praying, and meditating on His Word. Paul says it this way, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." So if you feel weary and overwhelmed today, turn to God's Word and voice your desire and need for Him to receive His unlimited power. May God bless you with His presence and His peace this week. Thank you for listening.
Our worship this morning is led by guest pastor, Reverend Lena Eddy.
Let us worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Join me in singing hymn 431, "Savior, like a shepherd, lead us." Open our lips.
Thank you.
Children's Choir, God's Singers, sings He'll Be Coming Down from Heaven. Damp reads our scriptures, followed by Pastor Eddie's sermon, The Good Shepherd.
Let us all join in the prayer of illumination. Shepherd of all, by laying down your life for your flock, you reveal your love for all. Lead us from the place of death to the place of abundant life, that guided by your care for us, we may rightly offer our lives in love for you and our neighbors. Amen. Our first lesson comes today from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 19 through 25. For one is approved if, mindful of God, he endures pain while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you do wrong and are beaten for you, you take it patiently? But if, when you do right and suffer for it and take it patiently, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Here ends the first lesson. The second lesson comes from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before him, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not heed them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Here is the second lesson.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We are in Eastertide season. We are still in the midst of Easter. So if I said to you, Christ is risen, your response should be,
indeed.
You can do better than that. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Thank you. We are truly at the time of enjoying and honoring the resurrection. My husband is here with me today, and we have this strange activity that goes on in my house when I'm getting ready to preach. On Wednesday, John says to me, "Is your sermon done?" And I say, "No." On Thursday, he comes up to me and says, "Have you done your sermon yet?" "No." On Friday, he says, "You really need to get your sermon done." I said, "John, don't worry, it'll be done." "Is it done?" "No." On Saturday, he says, "You've got 24 hours. And he looks at his watch, and I say, "Don't worry about it. It will be done. The Spirit is with us, and it will be done." I end up writing about 30 pages of a sermon up there. I am not preaching 30 pages. I don't think I could, but I do bring one little post-it note. So the good news is, when I'm done the post-it note, we're done. And there's only 4 points on it, so we're doing good. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. We deal with Good Shepherd Sunday every year. Every year during Eastertide, we read some scripture that has to do with the Good Shepherd. This is no different this Sunday. There is a story in a newspaper that a father was reading, and his son was sitting there, and he started telling him about this article. And the article said that children really don't listen, and they're kind of lazy. Well, I beg to differ with you. I believe that there are sometimes we as adults are pretty darn lazy. And we don't always listen either. And so the father said to the son, "So what do you think about what was said?" And the son said, "What? What did you read? What were you asking me?" He said, "Well, that's the case in point. But the reality is, even as an adult, there are times I do not listen. I would never admit that to my husband, but I do not listen. And sometimes, as adults, we don't listen to our children. And sometimes, as adults, we don't listen to our friends. And sometimes, as adults, we don't listen to our spouses. There's a story about a man who was watching a commercial, and he was sitting on the couch popping popcorn, eating it, and his wife, who was very beautiful, came in with a dress on, and she said, "Honey, does this dress make me look fat?" And the man said, "You betcha." Well, the spouse really should not have said that. And the spouse had to deal with that for quite a while. But let me tell you, there are times that we as children of God seem to forget that we need to listen to the shepherd. For the shepherd guides us and protects us and cares for us and reminds us of who we are and whose we are. The shepherd guides us in many different ways. He guides us through our prayers and through our time of worship and time of caring for one another. The shepherd is always with us. That is just like saying in the children's sermon, Jesus is always with us. He guides us in all that we do and all that we say and all that we are. The shepherd protects us. When we are in situations that are not the easiest to deal with, when we get into situations that hurt our hearts and hurt our minds and hurt our spirits, the shepherd is there protecting us, knowing that he will not put us through any more than he needs, than needs to be. The shepherd will protect us. The shepherd will also tell us who we are. We are reminded time and time again that we are the children of God, that we have been named and claimed as God's own children. No matter how tall we are, no matter how short we are, no matter how old we are, no matter how young we are, no matter how fat or thin we are called God's children. I want to tell you a story about myself. After my first year of seminary, we had to do something called clinical pastoral education. We went 12 weeks to some place that would teach us to be chaplains and teach us how to do church. And so I decided, since I grew up in Philadelphia, I lived in Philadelphia the first 24 years of my life, that I was going to try something new. And the only two states I had been in were Philadelphia or Pennsylvania and New Jersey, because on the other side of New Jersey was the ocean. And we spent a lot of time at the ocean. So creative me decided to do something totally different and outside the box. They gave us a book with all different kinds of places you could go. And I saw this one, and the name of it was Glenwood State Hospital School in Glenwood, Iowa. Now, I don't know if you know much about the people that come from the East Coast, but we believe, or I used to believe, I don't claim being an East Coaster anymore, that there's something called the Mississippi River, and then past that, dangling somewhere, is a state called California. And there's nothing in between. So this time, this 12 weeks, was a time of firsts for me. It was the first time I was away from my family. It was the first time I ever got on an airplane. It was the first time that I saw a field of corn growing and how beautiful it was. There were six of us as chaplains at this place, and we had an awesome time. We spent time playing with the residents there and teaching them Bible studies and teaching them songs. And I am so thankful that my mic goes off when we're singing, because you don't want to hear me sing. But we had a blast, and we learned a lot of stuff. I truly believe that God had guided me to this place to learn about different people and different situations and different places. In the middle of our 12 weeks there is something called a tornado. Now, let me tell you, if you are from the East Coast, you know what a hurricane is. The wind blows, the rain comes down, and that's about it. I had never known what a tornado was until I came out here. And it blew, and it got quiet, and lo and behold, two rainbows came out of the sky. It was amazing. And God protected us through the midst of it. Well, in the midst of this, one morning I was in my room getting dressed, and I heard the sound outside my window. And one of the guys that was one of the chaplains was from Texas, and he got the greatest pleasure out of me because I heard this noise, and the noise went like this, moo. And I ran to him, I said, "What is that?" He said, "Lena, that is a cow." I said, "No. Yes, Lena, that is a cow." And I looked at it, and it was big. And it did it again. And I still didn't believe that it was a cow. So since the chaplains there knew that I knew nothing about the Midwest and knew nothing about farm animals, they were going to have a field day with me. They took me to the state fair. They took me to the barn that has all the animals in it, and they would test me. They would say, "Lena, what's that?" I said, "That's a baby cow, isn't it?" "What is it?" "I don't know." "It's a calf, Lena." And then they pointed at something else. And they said, Lena, what's that? I said, I don't know. They said, Lena, it goes like this. That must be a sheep then. What a powerful thing, because I always thought that sheep were these nice, pretty, furry things that they sheared, and you got wool, and you got to knit, and you got to do all kinds of things. They're really not that pretty. They really smell really bad. And yet, I really liked seeing them, because I really saw what was going on with them. They were the sheep, and the shepherd took care of them. And the person who took care of them, you could see that they heard their voice and they came to the shepherd. What an image that is for anyone to know. Even city folk like me that had no clue as to what this was all about. One of the first things I was asked to do when I was there was to preach, and I said, no. I said, I don't know how to preach because I haven't had preaching class yet. They said, oh, no, you'll do fine. So I picked up scripture, and I picked up the Good Shepherd, and I cut out all these little sheep in all different colors, and I taped them all over the chapel, and I had them find all the sheep. And the one color sheep I did not cut out was a black sheep, because I didn't believe in that. And I could explain to them that no matter what we look like, no matter who we are, no matter what is going on in our lives, no matter what we feel or think, that as long as we listen to the voice of God, we are protected and we are guided and we are cared for. This text can be looked at as being looking at sheep as smelly, icky, yucky things, but it also can be looked at as the shepherd has guided the sheep in the gate and out of the gate. Out of the gate to do God's work, to do God's business, to do God's mission in this world. It is a powerful image that we have. It is unbelievably amazing to see what God will tell us to do through this story. One of the last places that the chaplains went was to the hospital, and there was this young 18-month-old girl there, and she was in a crib, and she could not see and could not hear and could not talk. And the best thing we could do for her was to hold her and rock her. Because when we did that, she smiled. And that was the only communication that she could give us. And in that moment, when you saw her smile, you saw God's presence in the midst of this little child. This little child who could not do anything but share God's love. My hope and my prayer for you this day is that as you remember that we are the sheep, possibly not smelly, possibly not stinky, possibly not ugly, that we are called to be God's people, and as long as we listen to God's voice, we will be heard. We will be able to follow God in all that he has for us to do. I usually end a message with a challenge, and I'm lucky because I can do that today. And you can either choose to do a challenge or choose not to, but the choice is yours. My challenge for you is that you open your hearts to God's presence in your life. That you open your spirits to what God would have you to do. That you open your lives to what God is calling you to do. That call might be something totally different than other people. But listen to the voice. Hear the voice. Follow the voice of the Good Shepherd. May God bless you this day as you open your hearts and your minds and your spirits to what God would have you do. Amen. My hope for you this day is that you allow God into your hearts, your spirits, and your souls, that he will show you his voice. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.